There are some other things, though, that I did see in the Scripture, and I want to lift up to you as well. Now, the first thing I want to let you in on is that Moses was just moseying along, watching his father-in-law's sheep. Have you ever thought about that? He was doing something he did day in and day out when he saw this burning bush. Now, many of us think that things like this, miracles and callings and all these things, happen only in worship services. But it's interesting that in the Bible, about probably 98% of the time when God calls on someone's life, it is during their boring, everyday job and not during a worship service. You ever thought about that? So a question that one thing I want to stress first is just to put that out there for you. God spoke to Moses, not in some religious setting, but in the midst of everyday work. In the midst of everyday work. He was watching the sheep eat. Now, anybody who's ever watched sheep knows that is a pretty slow ordeal. Especially when you do it for 8 hours at a time, right? He was watching the sheep eat, and God got his attention. But I have a question for you today. How many of us have missed God's call during our boring, everyday job because we believed it could only happen in worship? Something to think about. Second this morning, Moses responded to God's call, most likely just as you and I would do. Five times, Moses gives God an excuse why he shouldn't do God's mission. The first time is in 3:11. Moses says to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Then in 3:13, Moses said, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And continuing on, the third time in 4:1, Moses was worried they wouldn't believe or listen to him. The fourth time in 4:10, Moses was worried about not being an eloquent speaker because supposedly he stuttered, remember? Anyway. The fifth time in 4:13, Moses, grasping at straw, says, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else. Please, please, please," right? He just kind of puts it all out there and says, "I can't do it. Please send somebody else." We never do all those things, do we? Do we have a common list that we go through? Right? "Oh, man, I'm fishing," or "I was raised in another denomination," or whatever it is that God is calling you to do, right? We can always throw up many excuses, can't we? When we finally, this is the crux of the situation. When we finally get the honor in our everyday life of being called by God to a specific task, we go through every excuse in the book to try to get out of the responsibility. Why is that? Why is that? You know, there have been times that I have been stubborn, and I know that's really surprising to y'all, but there have been times when I have been stubborn, and I used excuses like feeling shy and inadequate and stupid, or being afraid of making a fool of myself, and on and on and on. I'm sure God is just rolling his eyes if he had any to roll, right? That's what Moses was doing. And finally God said, "Listen, brother, you're just going to have to trust me. Just know that I'm going to be with you. You just have to understand that I will be there. I will support you. Oh, and by the way, Moses, don't forget your staff. With it, you're going to perform my wonders." So, making excuses. Three, like all of us, Moses had a crutch. And like all of us, he depended on it greatly. Moses' crutch was his walking staff. Now, you've heard me say this before. I mean, that shepherd's staff was used for many things. It was used, obviously, to walk with over the rough terrain. But it was also used to beat people off of his sheep, right? It was to protect the sheep in that way. It was to protect it from lions and tigers and bears, oh my, right? Yes, it was also to keep the sheep in line, wasn't it? They're more protected whenever they're together and they're going in one direction when they're all together, aren't they? Just like a church. Isn't that interesting? We get more done when we're all headed in the same direction, don't we? But anyway, we go farther. The sheep go farther when they're headed in the right direction. It takes less time. And so he used that staff for many, many things. Now,